Stop! Dope! Despots! Drama by the Bozzozzo Ensemble in association with Ilrig. Hello, dearie. Can I have my usual?
Not a problem, Ronald. But, Baba, it's gone up.
Eh, what's gone up? The alcohol content.
You wish. No, my brother, the price. It is now 15 rand.
That's too much, sissy. Since that first lockdown, you already go up 100%.
Aibo, you're so right, yes, Ronald. This madam here is making too much.
That is not fair. Do you know how much extra the suppliers want? Those boys don't play. The minute Baba CR comes with his alcohol ban, they jump for joy.
Jump? You mean fly.
Exactly. So don't blame me. I have to pay them like 50% more.
Yane, it's tough. But for us, it's tougher.
Wait, you're king sweetie, ne? I shouldn't be saying this, but no one is telling you to puza.
Don't play like you don't drink, Joyce. I see you every Friday night with your Stokvel mates. You guys sure know how to puza.
And why not? What else is there to do when there's lockdown?
Ewena, don't blame lockdown. You liked your beer too much way before lockdown. Sisiwe, you have been my regular for years now.
And I suppose you're complaining.
Nyate. No. I call my new microwave the Ntombi Tshabalala Memorial Microwave to celebrate your contribution.
Hey, you always come up with a killer joke, Joyce. Joyce the Joker. I love it.
Sanbonani. Good evening, good people. I hope you're all better than good.
Yebo, good better bus comes to rest in the dustbin of worse. That's where Mzansi is heading, Mos.
Ach, don't listen to her, Mkolisi. She's always complaining.
That's right. No complaints from my side, though, my darling. So, the traffic wasn't so bad, ne?
Ah, Istando-san. For a change, all the lights were working. And with the lockdown restrictions, we came through quite quickly, hey?
So I was still working in Brakban.
Ah, it's a peace job. I don't think they'll keep us after month end, eh?
Yeah, that's the way it goes these days. The bosses turn us on and off like a fucking tap. You know what I mean.
Don't they just?
So, what are we going to do about it, huh? Keep voting for the same useless...
What's the point of playing politics if it's not to benefit?
Hey, that's a dangerous attitude.
Why? They all do it, Mos.
That doesn't make it right.
No, it certainly doesn't.
You people who criticize just like to sound nice, but... push come to shove, you'll also eat when there's good grace. Mtolis, look at your interest now. Since the local stores are closed, you are making moolah, murtu.
Don't be jealous, Ntombi. No one is stopping you from going into this business.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't like our prices, Mrs. Ntombi, then go to Tembi at the corner.
Don't worry. Sis Ntombi here only comes here because we are cheaper. She knows the prices in the whole of Orange Farm.
Mm.
So do I. And why not? Who wants to be cheated?
100%, Braroni. So this proves that you guys only come here because the price is right. And because I've got a beautiful wife whom you want to date, Braroni. Thank you for the compliments in both ways, eh?
Ekemoratiwa, I can do without such compliments. Do you see the way he looks at me when he's drunk? Quite disgusting, man.
But don't worry, my darling. He's an old man. His look is about as close to sex as he can get.
That's for sure.
Hey, I heard that. Just try me out, Joyce. Just try me.
For what? Cleaning the dishes? More likely the toilet. Hey, you probably can't even do that, you lazy old girl.
I win, man. Don't insult my customer. You won't get more of that aloma if you carry on like that.
Mm. Aloma, Aloma, I once knew a girl named Aloma.
You sound like black coffee going green.
Yeah, with envy.
No, with a heartburn.
Give him a break, Ntombi. The man just came to get a drink and go home to drown his sorrows.
Let's hope he succeeds. Wabona, oh, that sad face of his needs adjusting. Heartbreak
Hotel. Yeah, my darling. You do a wonderful job cheering up the lonely and the depressed.
Well, it's this conversation that is depressing me quite apart from other stress to sort out. Jonga, man, my mother's still sick and with the school still closed, having kids around all the time is driving me mad in Dankalela. It looks like we've got visitors. Let me get out of here.
Hey, Wena, hey, where are you going?
I'm going home, officer.
What is in that bag?
Relax, officer. She just bought a quarter.
That's right. It's a special. Extra Russian chips and a fried egg on top.
Okay, Pazne. Chongan, guys.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Sisi, you're not going anywhere, Wena. Open that bag.
Why? Why, officer? You want my chips or Russian? Get one for yourself. It's a bargain, Musk, officer.
Ah, and it tastes better than McDonald's, huh?
No, Sergeant Officer, much better than that. Local as lekker.
Oh, Mara, why you people like to lie, eh?
Oh, officer, what is the problem? Leave her to eat in peace. Wait, Zorging, I'll make you both one on the house. You want some salad as well?
Hey, Wena, how long you been selling alcohol? Tell me straight, Wena, man.
Well, what are you talking about, officer?
Lady, your customer here has got 3 Alomas and a Zamalek in her bag.
So? So what?
Did she buy them from you?
Maybe she finished her quota while we were not looking.
But really, my gents, you see my kitchen. It's only food I sell here, and I'm proud of the quality.
Then where is the quota you were talking about? It swallowed itself without her help, huh?
It was a joke about the quota, officer, man. Just a silly joke, you know.
You know, hey, I don't like silly jokes, me, Nane. Now tell the truth, man. How long you been selling alcohol? You know it's against the lockdown regulations. You people are making trouble for the whole community, man. You encourage drunkenness that brings fights and car accidents. And fights and accidents take up hospital beds when we don't have enough for COVID patients.
Jonga, officer, I swear, I didn't buy this beer from Mrs. Joyce. I got it in town near North Street. There was this big guy selling the street. He moves around most.
Yes, I'm sure he does. So every idiot can tell us a story and just walk away like that.
Yeah. But such an officer, she didn't buy alcohol here. You heard her, Mustan. It's a coincidence that has nothing to do with her coming to us for food.
All right, then prove it. Open your gate. We are coming there to check your fridges and your storeroom, and then we'll go through your whole house.
Ah, don't be silly, officer. What's wrong with providing Ubuntu with the service they want? Huh? These are hard times. We all need to unwind. Our president, Pella, wasn't thinking about our mental health.
But you are a killer, lady. With your profiteering, you are taking the little the poor have, and for what? A few hours of forgetting how bad their lives are.
You're being a bit harsh, officer. Not all of us drink to blow our minds.
Exactly. I'm just trying to make a living. My husband and I are both unemployed.
That does not mean you can break the law.
Hey,
SEC, where do you think you are going? Come back here. We are not done with you.
Mama Melane, I have to go now. My children are waiting for me.
Yeah, I'm sure the kiddies are waiting for their bedtime drink. Ne? Each one gets a glass of beer and half an aloma.
Give me that back. This time, I'm not just going to look. I'm going to keep it with me.
Yeah.
Officer, what have I done wrong? Is it a crime to drink? It's not like Mnamos.
You're like you're selling. Yeah, that's true. You are not the main criminal here.
Ulwena, don't say criminal. We don't want to do this business. But the law is not feeding us. So what must we do?
Believe me, Sergeant Officer. We don't encourage our people to drink too much.
Yes, we only sell 2 packets of Aloma to each customer so that they don't get too much drunk.
So you ration your customers. You really take us for fools, and that makes me angry.
Yeah.
It's actually true, officer. Don't let things get out of hand. They know the bad apples and the rotten potatoes in the neighborhood.
Hey, open the gateway now. We are coming in and taking you and your stock down to the station.
Hey, is this an arrest?
No. It's an invitation to my birthday party. Only thing is, she will celebrate it in jail.
Yeah.
You can't arrest her, my brother. Joyce is my sister. We go back a long way. We women are all struggling.
Oh, so you want to protect her, ne?
It's only now that she sells alcohol. It's only with this lockdown.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the truth, officer. She's a good person to us. We need Joyce.
What's with you people? You say you drink because you are stressed, but the more you drink, the more stressed you become. Never mind the cost.
Only those fools, who drink too much make a mess of their lives.
Oh, and when? How? Mara, you look
like a... Don't insult me, officer.
Tula, I haven't even started. I think I must take you both down to the station.
You can't just arrest us. What is the charge?
Hey, you hear the captain. Open the gate!
But you need a search warrant, don't you? We can't let you into the property.
Oh, really? And who are you to stop us when I'm Mr. Big Man?
I'm her husband.
Ah, her partner. Combining business and pleasure. Clever boy, you. Yeah, you look like an expert Kotamika, you. And because I don't want to break up a happy marriage, ne? You can join the two of them. Yeah, this is going to be a party. Yeah. Now, come on, open up the gate, man. Open the gate. I'm tired of your nonsense, Nina, man. Yeah. Oh, wait. To be on the safe side, let's call our complainant. Let her be the witness. Yeah.
Hello?
Good evening, Mrs. Zuma.
Let me speak to her. Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Zuma. It's Captain Boone to here, man. I told you we would not let you down, ain't it?
Well, I hope not. That bitch must be put in a place.
That's right. And good news, that's exactly where we are.
What do you mean by that?
We are right here at her place. And we want you to come over immediately so you can be our witness when we confiscate her stock and take her down to the station.
Why? That's fantastic. I've never dreamed you'd be so quick.
Yeah, you were nice to us. So we are being nice back, Yabon. That's all, my dear.
I can't believe this. Am I the one dreaming?
No, my darling. This is where Mzansi is at the moment. Just stay calm. I'll sort this out.
Yeah, so come over now, all right? We want to get started.
Just give me a few minutes.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. Hey, now open up, Nina.
You've heard my husband. You must have a search warrant.
Sergeant Office, whatever alcohol we have in this house, is for our own consumption.
Yes, I'm sure you are both alcoholics. And the kids too, like that one.
Yeah.
Hey, officer, you are being cruel, man. I need to go home, please. This isn't funny anymore.
You are right, it isn't. It's a pity you are still taking it as a joke. Hospital beds are needed for those who are really sick, not drunken fools.
Okay, but we agree, Hore, Abelungu must drink responsibly. Not everyone who drinks loses control.
Yeah, if only that wasn't the case. Yeah, we are a nation of drunkards, Tina, man. And that's why you women are being moved all over the place time and again by your drunken bloody boyfriend.
It has become our culture. And this is a sick culture.
I agree this is sick. But what can we do? People are downhearted. They have no hope. Your politicians have killed us with their false promises. Now we are angry.
Pasop! House! Pasop! House! Hey! Ta! Ta!
All politics is shit.
Yeah, but maybe there's no choice, eh? You know, Ntombi, I was active many years ago when you were still a child. We had to fight apartheid. We had to fight the Boers and the other whites. But we were united. We black people, we stood together. But now we got the criminals calling themselves politicians. They are people, but they're the ones we must fight as well as the bosses.
Well said, my brother. We must fight the ones at the top. They have put us in this mess.
And in the meantime, all you can do is pusa and supply others with this cancer.
Hey, officer, show some Ubuntu.
Hey, Wena, don't tell me about Ubuntu, Wena. Ubuntu is not helping people destroy others. Oh, come open up, man. Hey, we have wasted enough time, la Nayazi. Yeah, but you, Sisi, yeah, you can go. Go feed your children. But this bag is staying with us. Hamba.
Oh, thank you, officer. It's a pity, but what can I do? Please give my sister a break. She's a hard worker. Good luck, guys. I'm sure Bratazier will be understanding.
Thank you, my darling. Love to the kids, Wankutla. Mm. And don't worry. I'm sure we will sort everything out. Won't we, Makabani?
Yeah, sure, babe. Mm.
We black people must stand together.
Ah, here she is. Yes, Sis Tembi, our complainant.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Captain. I rushed over as quickly as I could.
No, that's fine. We have used the time to get to know each other better here. Haven't we, what's your name again, Sisi?
It is Joyce.
Oh, yeah.
And this is my husband, Mxolisi.
Yeah.
And you, Captain? I don't see your name, Tekmos.
Yeah, it's in the wash, Yabon. Yeah, my name is Buntu, Captain Buntu. And this is Sergeant Bantu.
Yes. Very pleased to meet you.
Yeah, now let's sort this problem out, ne? You see, Mrs. Zuma here laid a complaint with us yesterday. She says you've been selling alcohol from the start of the lockdown last year. She said you're making a fortune while the people in this neighborhood are getting themselves into a deep, deep hole.
I don't believe this. She laid a complaint, but she's also selling. Oh, you witch! How dare you complain when you were the first one on the block to stock up?
Oh.
Now I understand.
A witch. She got tired of watching me take her customers. And you know why? Because my prices are cheaper. And Abantu know that what I sell won't kill them.
Shut up, you liar. The only drink I sell is milk.
No, Tembi. Tell the officer the truth. You're only going to complicate matters. You two must...
Learn to share the territory, Mam Tembi. Don't be greedy. Until this system completely changes, you will have to cooperate by negotiation. There is enough here for more than one cow to graze and survive.
Well, I'm not sure I like being called a cow, Min. But maybe you meant that as a joke.
That's two mothers confusing milk with beer.
So, Captain, you are saying we must show tolerance and accept the free market?
Yeah.
Free market? There's no such thing as a free market. It's always controlled by the big guys.
You are right. There is no free market. But until our whole system changes, small businesses will struggle against the big companies. Yabon, that's why it's better to have neighborhood cooperation so that you can pool your money and buy goods cheaper and then sell them at affordable prices to your community.
That gives me an idea, Joyce. Why don't the two of us go into a partnership? We each bring something different to the party, not so.
What? You want partnership after being an imbimbi? No. You're only saying that because your friends are here.
Yes and no. True, ne? I brought them here to serve my interest, and they have performed well. But I don't want us to be enemies. It is causing me high blood pressure already. I know cheap suppliers, but you know how to run the business better than me. Okay, you are right, ne? I've been overcharging, I was greedy, and God sent you to punish me. Now I see I must keep my prices as low as possible, and our people will really appreciate that. Will you forgive me, Sisi? Together, man, we will both win. Don't you agree, gentlemen?
Yeah, but what's in it for us?
Now we are talking.
Yeah, for a small fee, we will keep your business free of hassle, no rates, no pressure. Just pay us. What do you say, Chief? Two G's a week, yeah. That should cover us, eh?
Maybe 2.5 will be better.
2.5?
Yeah, we want the ladies to succeed, man. We don't want to cripple them with sky-high security overheads. Yabon, yeah. Although, when anything is too cheap, it's not appreciated, ne?
Right on, Chief.
Yeah.
I go with that. Okay, ladies, you hear the Chief, all agreed.
Am I hearing right? You guys are on the take. This is extortion. This is criminal behavior.
Shut up, Akutule Spanga, man. I want Joyce and I to stop fighting. We have to look after each other. Otherwise, we'll both go down.
Amanda! The women will save the country.
All right, enough now. Let me just say that Sergeant Bantu and I are not here as cops.
Yeah?
Yeah. We are wearing uniform, but we are not here to arrest you. Not if you don't want to be. Yeah. No. We are here for another reason.
This is getting confusing, Emanje.
You see, Makabani, we are worried about what is happening in our communities, Yabon. And because of that, we've become activists in the New Congress of Civics. It's a fast-growing movement and knows where it's going. And
yes, we know what we want. The government is full of corruption. Most of the managers don't care about their work. They don't want to learn. The police are also in a bad way. The generals are all tender crazy, and many in the lower ranks have no problem taking bribes. But we come from you, your communities. We know your hardship, the wasted opportunities, the broken promises. We are ready for a new struggle. This time, a real liberation from poverty.
And the good news is that there are many workers in the government, whether they be nurses or teachers, doctors, clerks, street cleaners or cops, who are also members of this reborn civic movement.
Don't give me false hope, comrades. I've been dreaming about this for years.
Yes, we have learned the hard lessons about who to trust and who to follow. Many alliances were made that killed us. They showed that our old worker leaders must be changed. Their mistakes were too obvious. They trusted crooks who claims to be socialists. What a laugh! When those politicians had already been exposed as liars, as opportunists only looking to fill their own pockets.
I couldn't agree more with you, Sergeant. Rotten from top to bottom. Bring on the young lions. But where are they?
I don't mean to be funny, but I think these two chappies in uniform are the ones you are speaking of. Am I right, comrades?
We like to be modest, but yes, that's how we see ourselves. As coming from a tradition where the youth of this country take the lead because our leaders are fat with privilege or too exhausted to act. But to come back to the two of you, ne?
Officer, you will show some understanding, Akir.
I hope so, because if we just stop you from sailing and do nothing else, others will take your place. There are deep reasons for alcohol abuse, poverty, and the depression and the frustration it leads to being the main ones. And that is why we invite you to join our organization and help fight the new liberation struggle.
Yeah, you see, comrades, much as we see abuse, ne, we don't believe that banning alcohol will work or that it is desirable. Yeah, this is why we will not object to you selling again, but only after the community has discussed how to manage those who become abusive once they start drinking.
You mean you are not going to take money from us? Hmm? And at the same time, you are not going to arrest us?
Oh, you've heard my brother. Now, do you agree to our offer?
What a question.
But no playing around, ne? We need discipline. We need energy. We need you to care about your neighborhood.
Yeah. Yo, Captain. Yeah. This is music to my ears. A revolutionary in uniform. What a country. Out of the mud of corruption, a sweet-smelling flower.
Yeah.
It's time we cleaned up the mess.
Yes, let us rid ourselves of the false gods of money and drunkenness. Mm. Comrade Police, I must congratulate you. Ne? For too long, we have seen you as siding with the bosses and the corrupt politicians.
Yeah.
It gives me so much hope to see that you're coming back to your roots, man. And to celebrate, why don't we all have one of my special quarters with mango achar and wash it down with a cold lime?
Yeah.